Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 127. My name is John. Dirty little secrets. Dirty little lies. We got our dirty little fingers in everybody's pie. Love to cut you down to size. We love dirty laundry. Give me a list of movies considered to be classic, iconic, epic, enduring. And I would expect to hear a list spanning decades in cinema, going back at least 100 years. As you go through the list, I'll make mental notes. There are movies that I agree are timeless and among my personal favorites. Citizen Kane, Casablanca, Some Like It Hot, The Apartment. There will be some movies that I've never seen, or at least I've only seen bits and pieces. Annie Hall, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and I know I'm going to catch flack for this one, Godfather. What can I say? I have no interest in mafia movies. Then there are those that people rave about, that I either could not get into, like Lawrence of Arabia, or I'm left scratching my head wondering why people think this is a good movie, like The Graduate. But then there are the movies that I've only seen in recent years because I just never got around to it before, and I kick myself for taking so long because they are wonderful. On the Waterfront is a gut-wrenching story of the fight against evil and corruption. Gandhi is so moving, it made me cry. And then there's the movie I want to talk about today. It instantly became one of my all-time favorites. At the time this movie was made, it was considered outlandish satire. But now, it's prophetic. The American Film Institute lists it as the 66th greatest American film and its most famous line as number 19 all time. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. While that line is indeed iconic, there's so much more to this movie that this is the only time you'll hear me say it during this podcast. The movie is Network, and I highly recommend watching it if you haven't already. If you have seen it, watch it again. As of this recording, it's available on HBO Max. Spoilers for this 44-year-old movie, so I really mean it when I say you should go watch it right away. It's about Howard Beale, a network news anchor. Widower, alcoholic, and mentally unstable man who, after decades of work, is told his last show will be in 2 weeks because of declining ratings. He goes on live the next evening and announces he's going to commit suicide on camera on his final broadcast. And the top executives have him immediately fired. The network has new people running it, and they aren't happy at the money lost by the news division. Howard's boss, Max, is angry at the planned restructuring of the news division, so when Howard apologizes for his actions and begs Max to let him say one last dignified farewell to the audience on air, Max keeps the live feed going even when Howard breaks the promise and goes on a curse-laden rant. This time, both Max and Howard are to be fired, but along comes a no-nonsense, hard-driven programming executive named Diana, who has recently made a deal with a Marxist terrorist group to develop a television show about their exploits called the Mousy Tongue Hour. She sees the huge increase in ratings that Howard got during his inappropriate but honest tirades, and convinces the powers that be to let her work with the show using Howard's honest commentary as the hook. It flounders at first, until Howard launches into an epic diatribe about the state of the country and the value of life, claiming he was inspired by a supernatural voice speaking to him. Diana gets full control of the show, turning it into a news, commentary, and entertainment program featuring Howard as the mad prophet of the airwaves, complete with eccentric characters and a studio audience. While the network enjoys unprecedented success, the owners become furious when one of Howard's live rants derails a merger that the network needed to pay off debts. The chairman of the network tells Howard he has the wrong view of the world and must atone for his errors. Howard then changes his rants, fitting the chairman's view of the world, which, while accurate and pleasing to the chairman, is much more cynical, and his ratings begin to plummet. The executives, seeing the loss of their revenue, fail to convince the chairman to let them fire Howard. So they decide instead to use Diana's connections to the Marxist terrorists to have Howard assassinated on his live show, so they can be done with the problem and to boost the ratings for their new shows. Now, the idea of a news network in the 70s turning their news program into a commentary and entertainment show was ludicrous. Today, it is commonplace. The lines between journalism, commentary, and entertainment are blurred more and more every day. The idea of a network working with Marxist terrorists was laughable 44 years ago. Today, such a revelation would surprise no one. As bizarre and wild as the movie gets, it predicts the state of networks and journalism today. Being a satire, everything is over the top, but every actor brings depth to his or her outlandish behavior. You wonder if Howard Beale isn't the only one insane. Peter Finch gets a well-deserved, but sadly posthumous, Oscar for his performance. Amidst Beale's lucid and manic moments, you get the pathos of a man whose mind seems to be confused and adrift. Faye Dunaway's Diana seems invincible as she makes deals with Marxists and casually threatens to fire her staff for not keeping up with her expectations, but still shows us glimpses of the lost woman inside her that she hides from everyone. Even briefly seen characters like Marlene Warfield's Lorraine Hobbs, the Marxist who goes ballistic during contract negotiations, and Ned Beatty's Arthur Jensen, who switches from fire and brimstone preacher to friendly boss in the blink of an eye, bring potent performances. Paddy Chayefsky's incredible script has a way of bringing his message to the viewer in a way that doesn't feel like preaching, even while Howard Beale is standing on a set made to look like a church. This is not an easy thing for writers, directors, and cinematographers to accomplish. You know what I mean. Something happens in a movie that takes you out of it for a moment as you realize, oh, they're trying to pontificate. Maybe that's because they have to force an inorganic situation to make their message happen. Like how suddenly all the female heroes happen to be together during the climactic battle in Avengers Endgame. And everyone I talked to or heard discuss the movie spoke about the awkward girl power message. Maybe because it's satire and purposefully ridiculous, but Network manages to convey messages without jarring people out of its narrative. This utterly strange 2-hour trip is highlighted by occasional pauses as one character or another goes off on a monologue, venting their anger at someone or something. Of course, Howard does this several times, as that is the purpose of his character. But Max and Diana have their own diatribes, and Ned Beatty's Arthur Jensen gives a particularly mesmerizing rant. While each of these speeches as a whole are amazing, within them are nuggets of pure intellectual gold. While I found the movie to be thought-provoking, it doesn't inspire the most hopeful or positive notions. Between the state of our current world, the subject matter of this podcast, and the way I've been feeling lately, this commentary is going to be more pragmatic, if not outright cynical. Just before Howard delivers that most famous line in the movie, he says something that immediately grabbed the libertarian in me. "You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value." You have to take heed of those words now, before it's too late. They're coming for you, for us. Like a bunch of fucking zombies wanting either to consume you or make you as mindless as they are. They're coming for you. They don't want you thinking for yourself. They don't want you questioning what they say. They want you acquiescent and contrite for all the evil they say you produce by simply existing. They want you to give up your rights because your individuality is too risky for their delicate sensibilities. Hold on to that individuality with everything you've got. The time is fast approaching where those who value individual liberty and personal responsibility will be targeted. We're in the middle of a pandemic where a person who questions the use of masks, citing recent findings by the CDC showing them to be ineffective, while still acknowledging other studies supporting masks, is targeted by social media. Simply stating that the science is still unsettled opens you up for attacks. If you don't completely capitulate to the most fearful of society, then you're in trouble. Now, this has always been bad, but it is definitely getting worse. If you refuse to go along with the left-wing or right-wing media, they will attack. Now, hold that thought while I go to a later speech by Howard Beale. What is finished is the idea that this great country is dedicated to the freedom and flourishing of every individual in it. It's the individual that's finished. It's the single, solitary human being that's finished. It's every single one of you out there that's finished, because this is no longer a nation of independent individuals. It is a nation of some 200-odd million transistorized, deodorized, whiter-than-white, steel-belted bodies, totally unnecessary as human beings and replaceable as piston rods. Well, the time has come to say, is dehumanization such a bad word? Because good or bad, that's what is so. the whole world is becoming humanoid. Creatures that look human, but aren't. The whole world, not just us. We're just the most advanced country, so we're getting there first. There are still some individualists out there who are desperately trying to turn back the tide as fascist elements on both sides of the political aisle vie for control of the nation. I want to be one of those. I'd like to think there's hope. I don't. I think now is the time that individualists look for ways to protect themselves and preserve the ideology, because the end of this nation is coming. I use different social media platforms for different purposes. If you listen to this podcast, you probably also know about my Twitter account. I use Twitter for my podcast. I use Facebook for personal connections, friends, family, acquaintances, people I know personally. I used to be pretty active on Facebook, sharing things I find interesting, posting quips. I haven't put anything on Facebook in nearly 4 months. I have right-wingers who won't shut up about how great Trump is, and left-wingers who won't shut up about the great evil Trump is. And woe be to the person who disagrees with either of them. Fuck, if I ever express my view on the national anthem, I guarantee I will alienate 99% of everyone I know. To revisit my zombie analogy from a few minutes ago, I fear we may need to adopt the tactic of the Whisperers from The Walking Dead. Not the villainous aspects of the group, but simply disguise yourself so you don't find yourself destroyed by the zombies. We have groups out there who want to obliterate your life and livelihood if you say or write something they deem unacceptable. Hell, if you said or written something they deem unacceptable 10, 15 years ago. We may need to hide in plain sight to preserve their cause. I mean, fuck, the Marxists and the socialists and the imperialists have been doing it for years. But wait, you don't like the analogy? Okay. It's time to go to Galt's Gulch to make a clandestine living and interact with like minds without fear of attacks for your beliefs. Oh, how about this analogy? Get out before you're wearing a yellow star or a pink triangle on your clothes, or hiding in the attic of somebody's house so the state police won't find the dissident. Think I'm going too far? History says otherwise. Given the vitriol I've seen in my personal timeline, I don't trust people I currently call friends and family to stand by me when their political party achieves totalitarianism. I said last podcast, the only thing that scares me more than Donald Trump in control of a national police force is Joe Biden in control of a national police force. It's coming. The proto-police force is already out there. It will get worse. And once the nation collapses, whichever party is in control will come for those viewed as subversive. And the media will help them every step of the way, because the media doesn't really care one way or the other. Max tears down his former lover Diana while giving us the truth about the media and the people who control it. Your television incarnate, Diana. Indifferent to suffering, insensitive to joy. All of life is reduced to the common rubble of banality. War, murder, death are all the same to you as a bottle of beer. And the daily business of life is a corrupt comedy. The media doesn't really care about you. they care about advertising revenue from the same corporations they claim to hate. They care about promoting their government overlords. They care about following the wishes of their political controllers who want to keep you afraid, make you hateful, and promote distrust against anyone who doesn't look like you, love like you, pray like you, protest like you, or fall into complete and utter goose-step with your beliefs. A cop kills a man, and they show it to you non-stop until you hate. Hate the cop. Hate the color of his skin. Hate the law. Hate the authority. Hate the foundation of liberty the nation is founded on. And hate anyone who you believe is even peripherally connected in appearance or ideology. Do you think the media cares? Fuck no. They care that you go out in crowds of hundreds or thousands in the midst of a pandemic so they can sit in their offices and conference rooms and say to themselves, look what we did! Look what we made those people do! They don't give a shit that you're angry. They don't give a shit that you destroyed businesses that cost people their livelihood. They don't give a shit you spread an infectious respiratory disease to the people around you. They don't give a shit that innocent people are injured or killed. They only care that their increased viewership gave them an excuse to charge more for a 30-second commercial. That's all you are to them. You are a way for them to increase their profits. That's all. Howard Beale takes it further. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer. Or that nobody ever gets cancer at Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry. Just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there, day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think the tube is reality, and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is madness, you maniacs! In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. Now, you may listen to that and say, he's talking about television shows, crime dramas, sitcoms. Yeah, but remember, news is more than just news these days. News is commentary. News is entertainment. And it's not just in the visual realm, but the radio as well. One of the predominant conservative radio talk show hosts proclaims at the beginning of each hour, what you are about to hear is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. At least they're being open about it. Don't even get me started about comedians acting like newscasters. There's no such thing as an unbiased news media. All news media has always been biased and will always be biased. Back when newspapers were still the main source of information, most cities had at least two. Why? Why have multiple newspapers if you believe the illusion of an unbiased media? The answer's obvious. Each newspaper had its own political slant, its own propaganda to draw in the advertising revenue. Though newspapers continue to go the way of the dinosaurs, we still have multiple news outlets, and they are still just as biased towards some political agenda. The right wing drones on and on about mainstream media. while the left wing has their never-ending mantra of Fox News lies. Fox News has their political agenda. There's never been a question about that. Fox News has show after show hosted by commentators who give you news they think is important, presented in a way that supports their political agenda. Right-wingers gobble that up because it reinforces their political leanings. They are becoming more and more ingrained in the ideology that any news or opinion presented that challenges or contradicts their beliefs is considered a lie. Unfortunately, the left wing is just as bad. CNN and MSNBC have show after show hosted by commentators who give you news they think is important, presented in a way that supports their political agenda. Left-wingers can't get enough of it because it reinforces their political leanings. They are becoming so ingrained with their ideology that any news or opinion presented that challenges or contradicts their beliefs is considered a lie. The news media needs sensationalism. They can't have you exercising your liberty to live your life on your terms, confident that you and your fellow citizens can work together to solve your own problems. They want you worried. They want to present the most extreme situations to you so that you will be scared and confused and not know what to do other than turn to the so-called experts the media also presents as the solution to your problems. And it's always a government solution. They want you to blindly believe these people as the only way to save everyone. And if you don't, we're all gonna die. Howard Beale speaks about the danger of the medium. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. The tube can either make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world, and woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. Pretty sure it was already in the hands of the wrong people long before this movie was made. And it's not just the news media, it's the social media these days as well. Every news network peddles its own version of the truth. If you listen to only one source, you're placing your knowledge in the hands of the wrong people. Turn on one news network, and you're told that you must agree with Black Lives Matter, or you're an evil person. Turn to another news network, and you're told that you must agree with Blue Lives Matter, or you're an evil person. But whatever you do, don't question the destruction of your natural rights that is being brought about by the insidious elements lurking behind the facades. Marxist and imperialist factions are controlling them behind the scenes, making you think their outward message is pure so you don't question their endgame. These are just the latest groups to do this. There are countless factions with facades of righteousness who want to ruin you if you don't accept their dogma. Just shut your fucking mouth and do what we tell you to do. Don't challenge why you should or should not say certain words. Don't challenge why government uses police to punish victimless crimes. Don't challenge why you should or should not see a statue to a person who is not acceptable to modern morality. Don't challenge the ethics of government-employed scientists whose income is dependent on supporting the hypothesis. Oh, and don't challenge the privileged politician, the privileged pundit, the privileged entertainer, or the privileged athlete whose actions go counter to their propaganda. The media places these people in front of you proclaiming half-truths at best to keep you frightened, angry, and hostile towards anyone who doesn't watch the same channel as you. The hubris of the media is exposed by Diana early in the movie. The American people want somebody to articulate their rage for them. I've been telling you people since I took this job 6 months ago that I want angry shows. I don't want conventional programming on this network. I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment. Ever since the first news reporter broke some scandal that exposed the evils of some high society twat, the news media has been addicted at finding anything they can to validate their existence, and more importantly, gain notoriety. Hey, you expose some politician or some corporation for doing something bad, that's great. So they make a movie about you, and now you're no longer a journalist, you're a pundit who provides opinion for other situations under the guise of an expert. Other reporters and journalists are so desperate to be the next in the spotlight, they'll do anything to get it, even if it means presenting false documentation to get the story past their editors. Of course, this mad dog myopia to take down some rich and or famous person only applies if it's someone they don't like. I remember back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was accused of rape and the prosecution was trying to establish a pattern of philandering. It eventually came out that the president had received oral sex from an intern in the Oval Office. The still relatively new right-wing media went apeshit over the morally corrupt president and how he needed to be impeached for lying under oath. The left-wing media continually echoed Hillary Clinton's description of the women accusing her husband of sexual misconduct. And you couldn't watch the news without hearing the term bimbo eruption. The left-wing media deftly turned the conversation away from the rape allegation and perjury, and all became about moralists who were whining that a guy messed around a little behind his wife's back. What's the big fucking deal? Now, cut to modern times, where the script is flipped. Trump has allegations of sexual misconduct, and the left wing wants the impeachment while the right wing shrugs it off as no big deal. The script is flipped yet again when Biden has allegations of sexual misconduct. As far as any faction of the media is concerned, it's only important if it's against the person or groups they want you to hate. Please watch Network. Whether or not it's your first time, listen with both ears. While it portrays the news as surreal fiction, the real-life media is just as insane and corrupt as it is in that movie. They're addicts. They need the glory and adulation from their fan base. The fact that the news media has a fan base should tell you something. They've blurred the lines between journalism and commentary. They present only the part of the story that benefits their agenda. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about you. They care about growing their cult. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.